Ezras Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas, that very, very special person, Avi Mori Harav David Smi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Dalid, and we are at the very top, the top line. We had just presented a dispute between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish about where the source is for the din that you have to separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before he does the Avoda on Yom HaKippurim. Rav Yochanan said we learn it out from the Miluim, the dedication service of the Beis HaMikdash, and Reish Lakish said we learn it out from Har Sinai. The Gemara just asked if it's from Har Sinai, shouldn't it just be 6 days and not 7 days? So the Gemara said the top two words, L'tumas Beso. We're worried that maybe if 7 days before, if you only do it six, and maybe 7 days before he'd have relations with his wife, and his wife would become a Nida, and he'd be tummy for 7 days. So the Gemara picks it up from that point. Omar Le, top line. Says the Gemara, Omar Le Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish Bishlam Le Di Alfina Mimi Luim. It makes sense, according to my pshat, that we learn it out from the dedication service of the Beis HaMikdash. Just like they separated Aaron for 7 days prior to the service in the Beis HaMikdash, Vahiba Yom HaShmini, we just read this past week's parasha. They separated Aaron for 7 days. Hainu Detanya, Zeh Vezeh, both the Kohen Gadol, who works on Yom Kippur, and the Kohen, who burns the Parah Aduma, Mazen Alav Kol Shiva. So we sprinkle something on him for all 7 days. Mikol Chatol Shehayusha. They used to sprinkle on the Kohen Gadol, who's going to do the service in Yom Kippur, and the Kohen, who's going to burn the Parah Aduma. They would sprinkle on him from all 7 days, from all the Parah Adumas, all the Parah Aduma ashes and water that Shehayusham that they had. Apparently, they used to leave over every time they burnt a Parah Aduma. There was a little bit of the water and the ashes, the mixture that they would leave over in the chil, as an area right outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes there were 9 Parah Adumas. So a little bit of each one they used to leave over. So they would take a little bit and sprinkle it on him. The Havainami Hazah B'miluim. So according to me, it makes sense that they would do this sprinkling because in the Miluim service, there was also a sprinkling. So since the source, according to me, is the dedication service, and they sprinkled, we'll see in a second what they sprinkled, but they sprinkled during the dedication service. So it makes sense that at the Parah Aduma, the 7 day prior separation of the Parah Aduma and the 7 day separation of Yom Kippur, they also sprinkled. Elal Adidach, but according to you, Reish Lakish, the Alphas Misinai, that you're learning out from Har Sinai, Hazab Sinai Mihavoi. We don't find at Har Sinai that there was any sprinkling on Moshe Rabbeinu prior to him coming to accept the Torah. So the Achronim point out there was a sprinkling on Klal Yisrael, but first of all, that sprinkling maybe was only on the Mizbeach, not on Klal Yisrael. Even if it was on Klal Yisrael, that's not the same sprinkling we're talking about. We're talking about the separation. You don't find any sprinkling during the 7 day separation of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the source of this sprinkling according to you, Reish Lakish? Amar Lei, so Reish Lakish said back to Biyach, Ultamech, and according to your reasoning, you think it works out even better? Ultamech mi nicha, why is it any better according to you? B'miluim dam, hacha mayim. According to you, during the 7 day dedication service, they sprinkled blood. But where do you see any source of sprinkling Parah Aduma water? So Rabbi Yochanan said back, don't ask me that, Kasha. Oh, hello, Kasha. That's not a problem. The Tani Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia learned in a Braisa, Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. The water that we do on Yom Kippur, the Parah Aduma water that we sprinkle the Kohen Gadol with on Yom Kippur, and the Kohen who's going to do the service of the Parah Aduma, it's in place of the blood. At least I have some sprinkling. So we do the water. At least I have a source for some kind of sprinkling of the blood. El ledidach. But according to you, that you say we learn it from Sinai, Hazab Sinai mihavoy, there was no Hazad Har Sinai at all. Reish Lakish answered him, Armalei Maila Ba'alma. You're right. I don't have a source for it, but it's only a Chumra Durabanan anyway. It's only a Chumra Durabanan to sprinkle the Kohen Gadol. We don't really know that he was tamei in any way. We're just sprinkling, just to they made an extra chumrah. We said by Parah Aduma, the extra chumrah was is that we actually are mitame, the Kohen Gadol. He's a tful yom, right? So because we are, right, the Kohen burnt the Parah, they were lenient to allow him. They were mitame him to show that the tzdukim were wrong, that you're allowed to do the avoda with a tful yom. So since they were mitame him, so we have an extra chumrah that we sprinkle the water on him. And the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, he's about to go greet the Shechina in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so we have an extra chumrah. But you're right, I have no source for it. But it's an extra chumrah midrabbanan anyway, so I don't really need a source for it. It's a chumrah midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tani kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Tani kavasid Reish Lakish. We learned in a brisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we learned in a brisa according to Reish Lakish. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in a brisa in support of Rabbi Yochanan that the source is the Miluim. Bezos yava Aaron ala Kodesh. It says by Yom Kippur, Bezos, with this service, Aaron will come into Beis HaMikdash. What? It's an extra pasuk. So it's Bezos HaTorah. What is it? Bimash Amar Be'inyan. It's talking about the Torah that was said somewhere else that Aaron came into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh. Umayhi? Where's that Bezos? Be'inyan amiluim, be'inyan demiluim, uma amar be'inyan demiluim, what is said in the case of the dedication service? What's the Zos referring to? The miluim. And what was said in the miluim? Aaron pirei shiva v'shimesh, yom echad. Just like over there, Aaron separated himself for 7 days and then he served for 1 day. Umoshe masalo kol shiva k'de l'chancho. And Moshe was given over to Aaron during those 7 days to teach him all of the Seder HaAvodah in order to L'chancho, B'Avodah, to get him used to doing the service in the Mikdash. V'af L'doros, so too for all generations, Kohen Gadol, Porish, Shiva, the Kohen Gadol has to separate 7 days to learn what he's supposed to do. U'mishamish yom echad, u'shnei tamidi chacham mitamidav shel Moshe. And we give him over to Talmidei Chachamim to teach him the Avodah. So Bezos Yavo. So the Brisa says Bezos Yavo Aaron al Hakodesh, Bezos HaTorah. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron for the 7 days of the Miluim, so too two Talmidei Chachamim teach him Torah, teach him the Avodah beforehand. Interestingly, the Rishonim ask, Tosus asks, if that's the source, I think it's a Tosus Yishanim, asks, if that's the source, so then, how come we give him two Talmidei Chachamim? If Moshe was only one person, maybe it should just be one person. So some say, Tova Mashnayim and Echad. Well, the Pasuk says two are better than one. Others say, no, we need two to be eight to give Edus, to give testimony. They used to have a lot of problems. The Kohen Gadols were like Apikorsim. They were like, they were Rishayim. So they needed two people to testify. No, we taught him what he was supposed to do. And then the guy goes in and does other stuff. So we needed two Edim. Says the Gemara, now, why did you need, what do you mean, Tamid of Shel Moshe? La fuket stukim. Yeah, so this comes to exclude the stukim, to make sure that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't do it the way that stukim would do it. Apparently, the stukim used to say that he should put the Ketores on the fire before he went to the Kodesh Kadashim. But that's against the Chachamim. So we had to teach him the halachos. So that's what it means. They would be Talmid of Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. They should teach him the right halachos. Says the Gemara. Now, Mosrin lo kol shiva. So we would give these Talmid Chachamim to the Kohen Gadol all 7 days. Kedei l'chancho ba'avoda. To get him used to the service. To make sure that he does it the right way. So Mikan Amru, Shivas Yom Kol Yom Kippurim. From here, the rabbis taught 7 days of Marfisha Kohen Gadol, Mi Beso Lelishkas Parhedrin. That's why we would bring him to the Beis HaMikdash, Ukshem Marfisha Kohen Gadol, Kach Marfisha Kohen Asar, Ukshem Marfisha Kohen Gadol, just like we'd be Marfish the Kohen Gadol for 7 days to teach him how to do the Avodah, Kach Marfisha Kohen Asar, Fasapara, Lelishkas Shal Pnei Abira. so too we would be mafrish the Kohen Gadol who would do the Paraduma service for 7 days to the office that was in front of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzfona Mizracha, the northeastern Azara, like we saw earlier. Ve'echad zev, both the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Kohen who was going to burn the Paraduma, Mazin Alav Kol Shiva, we would sprinkle on him from the Paraduma, Mikol Chatos Shayusham, from all the Paradumas that they had there. Vim Tomar, Bimiluim Dam, Hacha Mayim. If you'll ask me, but we know the sprinkling in the dedication service was blood, and here is water. Amrit Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. You're right, the water sprinkling is in place of that blood sprinkling. Va'omer, and others have a different pasuk, like we saw before, not from Bezos Yava Aaron Ala Kodesh, but Kasher Asa Bayom Azet Siva Hashem Lasus L'chaper Aleichem, from the pasuk, not from the pasuk in Achremos, but from the pasuk in Shmini, that says the second possibility is Kasher Asa Bayom Azet, just like we did in this day of the dedication, Siva Hashem Lasus L'chaper Aleichem, Hashem commanded to do it two other times, Lasos Elamai Separa. So just like we separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days by the Miluim, so too we do it by Paraduma, and so too by Yom HaKippurim. It's interesting, the Rambam writes that when we sprinkle the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, he says we only sprinkle him on day number 3 and day number 7. Even though in the Miluim we sprinkled it every day, the blood. So it's interesting, the Gemara says, Nichnesu Mayim Tachas Dam. So the Mefarshim explained that these sprinklings were really for two different reasons, right? The sprinkling of the Kohen Gadol before the Avodah, the first dedication service, was not for any Tumah. It was not for Tumah purposes. It was just part of the service of the bringing of the Karbanos beforehand. But the sprinkling of the Kohen Gadol was because we were Choshesh, maybe he became in contact with a dead body. He didn't realize it. So we sprinkle him only on the third and the seventh day. So when the Gemara says, Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam, yes, it's true, that's what Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer writes in Evan HaAzel, that the concept of sprinkling we learned, but really the sprinkling was for a different reason. The sprinkling of the blood was every day. If you look in the Rambam says, both in the case of Parah Aduma, by the way, and in the case of Yom Kippur, the Rambam holds, we're only sprinkling with the holy water on the third and the seventh day, not every single day. So that's a little bit what we learned from Nichnas Mayim Tachas Dam. Anyway, that's the Braisa in support of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, ask the Gemara. V'hai Bezos M'boi Le'Legufei. Ask the Gemara. How could you tell me this Braisa that Bezos used to tell me that just like we separate him 7 days there, we separate him 7 days here? What about the simple shot? Bezos Yova Arna Lekodesh B'far Ben Bakar Lechatas V'ayelech Alo Le'Legufei. Don't you need it for the carbon itself? B'par Ben Bakar Lechatas V'ayelech Alo. Ask the Gemara. Amri. E le carbon lechude. If you're only for the carbon, le makra let the pasuk say bezeh o be'ela. My bezos shamis minat tarte. From the extra bezos, we learn out two different things. In the funny language, it could have just said bezeh or be'ela. Bezos, it's coming to be in a female. Some say means since it's in a female, it's in the lashon nekeva. So we can learn out both things. The pasuk itself means for the carbon. Bakar lechatas and ayel ola, which were males, and the fact that it says bezos, which is lush in the keva, it's coming to tell me about the prisha that also separating him. Says the Gemara, Maiva Omer. Why does the Gemara bring the second pasuk? V'chitema Yom Kippurim Kama Hu Debay Prisha. Maybe just the first Yom Kippur in our history, you needed to separate the Kohen Gadol. Kedashkan b'miluim, just like the miluim happened only once in our history, the dedication service was once. Avol b'yom ha-kippurim de'alma lo, but maybe all future Yom Kippurs you don't have to separate the Kohen Gadol. Inami, or another reason, Kohen Gadol kama, the first Kohen Gadol maybe for his whole lifetime, every Yom Kippur of the first Kohen Gadol of history, Aaron, he would have to separate for 7 days. Hu debay prisha, avol Kohen Gadol ba'alma lo, but all future Kohen Gadol is not. Tashma, that's why I needed the second pasuk, kasher asa v'chulu. That it adds in that for all future Parah Adumas and all future Yom Kippurs, you got to separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. So that is the Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that the source of the 7 day separation is the dedication service of the Mishkan, the Miluim. But Reish Lakish said the source was Har Sinai. So we also have a brisa in support of this. And this is going to launch us into a whole discussion about what happened exactly at Har Sinai. Tanya Kavasa de Reish Lakish. We learned in a brisa in support of Reish Lakish that the source of the 7-day separation is Moshe Rabbeinu's separation by Har Sinai. Now we're going to have to pay careful attention here. Moshe Allah be'anon. Moshe went up, it says in the brisa, to Har Sinai into the cloud. Viniskase be'anon. And Moshe was covered over by the cloud. Viniskadesh be'anon. And he was sanctified in the anon. K'dei l'kabal Torah li'Yisrael b'kedusha. So that he could be, accept the Torah for Klal Yisrael b'kedusha. Shnemar, Pasuk says. This is in Mishpatim, actually. Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. Vayichaseu ha'anon sheishes yomim. Vayikra el Moshe bayom ha'shvi mitoch anon. Zeh ha'yamaisa achar ha'seres ha'dibros. Shehoyu tchilo l'arboim yom. This happened after the giving of the Ten Commandments, the 6-day separation. And Hashem called them out on the 7 days. It was after the Aseres HaDibros. These, and we're going to see in a minute, were the first 7 days of the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was up there after the giving of the Ten Commandments to learn the rest of Torah to give it to Klal Yisrael. The 40 days, he was going to come down with the Luchos on Shivasar Batamos, right? That's 40 days after the 7th of Sivan, or the 6th of Sivan. We'll see in a minute. So Moshe, after Matan Torah, after Hashem said over the Aseres HaDibros on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan, after that, Moshe separated for 6 days before actually entering in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to learn the rest of the Torah. So that's the way you learn. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days. These were his 6 days of separation. And Hashem called him from the cloud on the 7th day, and then he went and learned another 34 days, learned Torah. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that the 7 days that the Torah is talking about in Mishpatim happened after Ma'amad Har Sinai. Wow, that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, what are you talking about? Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says this 6 days and the 7th day, it wasn't just a call to Moshe. This 6 days happened before Ma'amad Har Sinai, from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Vav Sivan. That was the 6 days. What are you talking about? Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Vayishkon kvod Hashem me Rosh Chodesh. No, God's cloud on the mountain was from Rosh Chodesh. Vayichaseyu ha'anon lahar. And the cloud covered over the mountain. The cloud wasn't covering Moshe. The cloud was covering the mountain. Vayichaseyu lahanan lahar. Vayikra el Moshe, and he called Moshe. Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdin. Really, he didn't just call Moshe. He called all of Klal Yisrael to come get the Torah. V'lo ba'akasav ela lachlo kavod Moshe. It just says he called Moshe to show that Moshe was the leader, to give honor to Moshe Rabbeinu. But really, the call was to all of Klal Yisrael. And now the brisa brings two additional opinions that support Rabbi Yossi Aglili, just a little bit different. Generally like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but slightly different. Rabbi Nassan says, I agree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili that these 6 days were after Matan Torah, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself, and that's the whole source according to Reish Lakish, right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili is like Reish Lakish. That's the whole source that of where we know that Moshe has to, that the Kohen Gadol has to separate before greeting the Shekhinah. V'lo ba'akasav ela l'marek achilu ushasila shebemeyav. What was the reason for this 6 day separation? To clean his body out of any food and drink. Lasumo kimalache asharis. To make him like a malach. That they don't eat and they don't drink, so they don't have any waste inside them. So before he was going to sit up there and learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days, he had to become like a malach. So Hashem had to wipe him out from all any food and drink that was inside of him. So you can't learn from here. So I agree with you that it happened afterwards, but he says you can't learn from here that anyone who goes into the Machane Shechina, that the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur needed a 6-day separation. Because this was a special din by Moshe Rabbeinu that he had to wipe out the food and drink from him because he had to be up there for 40 days and be like a malach. Rabbi Masya ben Choresh Omer for a different reason. Rabbi Masya ben Choresh says these 6 days were, I agree with you, Rabbi Yosef, they were after Matan Torah. And I said that's when Moshe separated. But this 6-day separation was for the sake of literally scaring Moshe Rabbeinu, to get him into a mode of awe, proper kavod. He had to be alone to contemplate the kavod of being together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedei shetei Torah nitenes be'em of Aresis uvezeah. So that to make sure that Moshe Rabbeinu was sufficiently in awe, he was in the state of preparation of awe to greet the Shekhinah. Why? Because he was going to learn Torah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu either for 34 days or for 40 days. We'll see in a minute. So that he would learn Be'ema Bereses Uvizayash and Amar, Ivdu as Hashem Be'yira V'gilu Bira Ada. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, serve Hashem Be'yira and rejoice with trembling. And V'gilu Bira Ada says the Gemara, my V'gilu Bira Ada, isn't that a contradiction? How do you rejoice with trembling? Amarav Ada Bar Mas Amarav. B'makom gila sham tehera ada. Machlokas Rashi Tosus here, what this means. In the place of joy, that's where there needs to be trembling. Rashi says, what's b'makom gila? Since there was going to be a matan Torah, and that's going to cause great joy, because we know it says, Rashi says, pikudei Hashem yisharim misamche lev. B'makom gila, take a look at the Rashi, it's about 20 lines down. B'makom gila, matan Torah shaluchos. What was the joy? The joy of Klai Yisrael was when we got the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu is about to get the Torah, and we know that in the place of Gila, at the time of Matan Torah, that gave you Simcha, Shem Tehera Ado. We also want there to be appropriate respect and Mora and trembling for the Torah. So it's interesting. According to Rashi, the separation was that he should be in appropriate awe to get the Torah. But according to Tosfos, take a look at the top Tosfos. B'makom gila, no, it's got nothing to do with Matan Torah. B'makom gila, k'dechsev oz v'chedva b'mkomo. No, just greeting the Shekhinah, that's a joy. Getting close to Hashem, oz v'chedva, chedva's rejoicing, b'mkomo. When you're coming to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting close to Hashem itself, that brings a person to joy. And that's where we have to make sure there's this duality that. So the question is it the Torah that you have to have this mixture of awe and joy for? Or is it to greet the Shekhinah? Now, if you say like Tosus, maybe this is a good source because the Kohen Gadol also had to prepare to go into. So the Kohen Gadol wasn't preparing for Matan Torah, but he was preparing to greet the Shekhinah. So that might be the difference between Rashi and Tosus. But it's interesting, the Acharonim point out over here that Dafka, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have this dual feeling at the same time. Right, usually when it comes to Basar V'dam, if you're scared of somebody, you're in awe of somebody, you're not going to enjoy being there if you're in awe of somebody. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mix these things. We have this tremendous awe of the majesty and grandeur and amazingness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that awe actually is exhilarating. It's exciting for us. To be close to somebody so awesome is exciting. So we have this idea of V'gilu Bera'ada. We're joyous at coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have this mixture of awe and joy together. We're dafka excited to be in the presence of somebody so awesome, so mighty, so amazing. Either prior to Matan Torah or prior to being close to the Shekhinah, Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate himself for 60 days. V'gilu Berada. At any rate, this brisa, by quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, maybe even according to Rav Masya ben Choresh, also that's not clear. Maybe according to Rashi, Rav Masya ben Choresh is not a raya, but according to Tosfos, Rav Masya bar Choresh would be a raya. Either way, we bring Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who's certainly a raya, that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that the Kohen Gadol would have to separate, just like Moshe Rabbeinu separated before learning with the Shekhinah, so too the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, before going inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, had to separate for 6 days. Says the Gemara, B'mai Kamiflagi, what is the root of the dispute between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? Where did each one learn their Shita from? The Rabbi Yossi Aglilis said these 6 days were after Matan Torah, and Rabbi Akiva said these 6 days were before Matan Torah. Where do they learn their opinions from? Says the Gemara, B'maika mithli Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Akiva, B'plugta dahani tanoi. They're arguing about the following tanoi. Decided within the Braisa, B'shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah, L'Yisrael. The Torah was given on Vav Sivan. We had this discussion in Maseches Shabbos. B'shisha b'chodesh...
Bezayin, Rabbeinu, Bezayin, Bezayin.
Very good. B'shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah, L'Yisrael. On Vav Sivan, the Torah was given to Israel. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shivabo. Rabbi Yossi, this is different Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, says on the seventh day of Sivan, Manda Omer B'Shisha, B'Shisha Nitna U'V'Shiva Allah. The one who says it was given on the sixth, so the Torah was given on the sixth, and on the seventh, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to go start the 40 days. That's like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Umanda Omer B'shiva, but according to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, a little confusing here, who said the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, B'shiva nitna uv'shiva Allah. It was given on the 7th, and he went up on the 7th, on the same day. Diksav ha'yikro Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. He called up to Moshe on the 7th day. Rabbi Yossi, agli l'savala kitana kamadomer b'shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah, hilkach, if the Torah was given on Vav, he went up after the Aseres HaDibros. Vayishkon kvar Hashem al Har Sinai vechasen on sheishis yamim leMoshe. After Maman Har Sinai, the cloud covered Moshe for 6 days. Vayikra Moshe byom Hashvi lekabula shara Torah, and he called up Moshe on the 7th day after Matan Torah to get the rest of the Torah. Diisak daitcha vayishkon kvar Hashem mirosh chodesh. If you want to tell me that Hashem dwelled from Rosh Chodesh by Chaseo Anan Lahar, and the cloud covered the mountain, not Moshe, by Yikro Moshe Bayom Ashvi, LeKabule Aseres HaDibros, HaKabilu Mishisha. What do you mean? He called him up on the 7th day to get the Ten Commandments? The Ten Commandments were already given yesterday. The cloud already came up the day before. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it must be that the whole thing happened afterwards. Rabbi Akiva says it's not a problem because he called him on the 7th because the Torah was actually only given on the 7th. So the whole 6 days happened before. Rabbi Akiva says Rabbi Yossi, Darim b'shiva b'chodesh nitnatorah liyisrael. The Torah was given on the 7th, so you could say the fact that it says he called Moshe on the 7th, that the cloud was covering over the mountain for 6 days before. He called him up on the 7th. Says the Gemara, Bishlam of the Rabbi Akiva, who said that the 6 days happened before. Hainu de mishkach asla b'shiva asa b'tam is the shabra aluchos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it makes a lot of sense that the luchos were broken on the 17th, because you actually only have 40 days afterwards from the 7th. To the 17th is 40 days. From the 7th of Sivan to the 17th of Tammuz. Esrin v'arba de Sivan. The remaining 24 days of Sivan. V'shitzar de Tammuz. And the 16 of Tammuz. Malalu arba en yomen. That's 40 days. Dahav v'bahar. That Moshe was on the mountain. V'shivzar v'tammuz nachis v'asal. So he came down on the 17th and they broke the luchos. V'tavrin al luchos. He broke the luchos. El Rabbi Yossi Aglili. D'omar shisha deprisha. The Arboin Dahar Ad Estrinutlas Patam is Loisbar Haluchos. What do you mean? If you got to count another 6 days, the 40 days only started 6 days after Matan Torah. Comes out the Luchos weren't broken, not the 17th, that was the 6 days later. The 27th of Tammuz, the 23rd. Estrinutlas, 6 days after the 17th, Loisbar Haluchos. Answers the Gemara. No, the 40 days of Moshe of the mountain included 6 days that he didn't learn. They didn't actually start learning for 40 days. They started learning only 7 days later. But the 6 days of the separation was included in the 40 days afterwards. Oh, Amar Mar, we learned previously in the Braisa, Vayikra el Moshe, he called Moshe the 7th day. Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he really called all of Klal Yisrael. He just called Moshe to show honor to him. Messiah le Rabbi Elazar, Dom Rabbi Elazar, there's a proof to Rabbi Elazar, Rosa Vayikro, Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdin, that it wasn't just that he called him Moshe, it was all of Klai Yisrael was there, v'lo ba'a kasev alach lo klo kovad le Moshe. It only said he called Moshe to show honor that Moshe was the leader. Meisivei, I'll ask you a question. Really, it was all for all of Klai Yisrael. Call low, call a love. When Hashem called to Moshe in the Ol Moed, one place it says low, then it says a love. Aishmasa called Medaber a love. It should have said call low. Why does it call a love? Moshe shamu v'chol Yisrael lo shamu. God called out to Moshe and not to the rest of Klai Yisrael. Says the Gemara. It's not a question. Lokasha, Hub is Sinai. By Har Sinai, he called everybody. But Hub Ol Moed, afterwards, there the call only went to the Ol Moed. That's one answer. Vibay Sema Lokasha, Hub Kriya, when he called him out, so the Kriya, when the Torah says a language of Kriya, that's only to Moshe. Hub Dibur. I'm sorry, the Kriya, that's for all of Klai Yisrael. When it says Vaidaber Elav, that was only Moshe Rabbeinu listening, and the rest of Klal Yisrael would not be able to hear it. Rabbi Zreika Rami Kroy, Rabbi Zreika asked the contradiction. Kamei de Rabbi Lazar in front of Rabbi Lazar. Va'ami lo am Rabbi Zreika, Rabbi Lazar Rami, Rabbi Lazar asked the contradiction. Ksiv lo yachol Moshe lo al moed ki shachan alav anan. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come to the Ol Moed because the cloud was there. Uksiv ayav Moshe besocha anan. And yet, in Parshas Mishpatim, it says that Moshe Mamish went into the cloud. So could Moshe go into the cloud or not? Malamid shetafsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe ve'hiviyu ba'anan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Moshe and brought him into the cloud. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Nemar kan besoch, v'nemar lahalon besoch. V'ayvo b'nei Yisrael besoch hayom, in the Kriyas Yamsuf. Ma lahalon shvil, there was a path that was shown to Klai Yisrael in the middle of the Yamsuf, t'chsiv, v'amayim lehem choma, to the right and to the left. Afkan shvil, so when Moshe went into the cloud, because he saw there was a little bit, there was a path that was made for him in the middle of the cloud. Vayikra el Moshe, vayidaber Hashem ilo mo'amoid, vayikra, lo mehikdim kriya ledibur. Why does it say vayikra el Moshe, called Moshe, and then vayidaber? Lim de Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us a very important derech eretz here. Shelo yomer adam davar l'chaber elim kein korehu. When you meet somebody, don't just start talking to him right away. First call him by his name. First call him. Right? The Me'iri says, tell somebody that you want to talk to them. Don't say, hello, how are you, before you start talking to somebody. You don't just launch right into it. You first have to tell the guy you want to tell him something. The Maharsha says you call him by his name. That when you're in conversation, for instance, hello, Dr. Joe, how are you doing? This is what I want to tell you. So the Maharsha says you're supposed to call the person by his name before you actually begin speaking to him. That is a sign of honor. It's not a vart in preparation, it's a vart in honor. Call the person by his name. Right? I think it was Dale Carnegie said that to show a man honor is to remember his name. So when you want to enter into a conversation, the Torah is telling you derech eretz. If you want somebody to listen to you, call him by his name. Show him a little bit of honor. Show him a little bit of respect. You have more of a chance that the person's going to do it. That's why every morning in the shir, I try to greet everybody by name before the shir. I try to do that. Eli, I missed you today. You came under the mail. I'm sorry. I apologize. Tzvika, I missed you also. Shlomo David, yeah, okay, Avi. I try, at least at the beginning. Whoever's there by 7:05, you get the call by get the call by name. But anyway, okay. Lamar, oh, very fascinating. Vaidabra Hashem love ba'o moid. Lamar? Whoa. What's the Lamar? I'm a Rabbi Musya Barbaray to Rabbi Musya. Rabbi Musya, the grandson of Rabbi Musya, Mishmei to Rabbi Musya, Rabbah, in the name of the great Rabbi Musya. Minayin, never heard of him in my life. Minayin la Omer davar l'chaveiro, shuba bal yomar. Wow, this is a lesson that a lot of Jews have to learn. How do you know that when somebody shares a piece of information with you, you're not allowed to share it with somebody else? Rav Moshe Weinberger, I once heard him say that by Jews, a secret is something that you tell people one person at a time. Right? That you a secret, I only tell it to one person, then pretty soon 1,000 people know. So the Gemara here says that's wrong. That's wrong. Any piece of information that somebody shares with you, even if he doesn't say it's confidential, Minayin lo omer davar lechaver shu bebal yomer ad sheyomer lo lechemor. Unless he explicitly tells you, you're allowed to tell this to other people. If I share a piece of information with you, you're not allowed to tell other people. Shneimar vayidaber Hashem elav me'omoid lemor lo omer. Lemor means lo omer. Hashem said to be'omoid lemor. Lemor is notrikin lo emor. Don't tell anything I tell you over to anybody else unless I give you explicit permission. Like in the very next pasuk, why is it Daber el Bnei Yisrael? Yeah, tell this to the Jewish people. But anything else is lo omer. Wow. Okay. Gentlemen, we will stop here because the next thing is a whole different topic that goes well into the next daf. Everyone should have a wonderful day. If you would like to join me tonight at 10:15 for Chasam Sofer Shir, everybody's invited back to the same bat time, same bat station. Have a nice day, everybody.
Rabbeinu, I was thinking of shot and toast.